Tiger fan. What's up? We live, Ken Clark.
What's going on, brother? Good morning, everybody. It's early, man. Corey got me up early. What you doing, man?
What time is it for you? It's really early for Ken Clark. Woo, man, we had to get him out of bed for this one.
On the dot.
You know, it must be a special occasion if we can get him out of bed. But yeah, Ken, we got some little something to announce here. Tomorrow is signing day. You know, we always kind of equate signing day to Christmas, right? So I guess this will be Christmas Eve. We call this Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I guess you can say that, man. Everybody, this is a fun time for football for us, man. We love to follow recruiting, and what better way to do it than, you know, incorporate Tiger Talk? We appreciate the coaches for allowing us to be a part of the recruiting process at Jackson State, and so, you know, the platform. Hey, we make it available if a young man decides that they want to finish their, where they want to start and finish their college football career at Jackson State. Hey man, we welcome them to come on us on the platform and announce that to the Tiger Nation, man. So this is exciting, bro. You know, this is always an exciting moment, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, exciting. And like I said, tomorrow is the actual signing day. And you know, if we call that Christmas, it is Christmas. Ken, so you remember when you were little, man, and you couldn't wait for Christmas, right? You always wanted to see if you could get a present early, like the day before. Can I just open one? So that's where we're at right now. We're going to get an early.
That's one, Mama.
We're going to get one. Mama letting us open one today, man.
Yes, indeed, man. And we go, however you want to go with it. You want to bring him up?
Let's roll. Why not?
Hey, the Tiger Nation, we're going to bring up a young man that's getting ready to announce. Hey, well, look at him. Look at him. What's up, man?
I'm muted. There we go.
Good morning. The program is starting.
What's up? Okay.
Good
deal,
man. Okay.
The ceremony at Summers High School. And we want to celebrate that and have a kid from our community. Those out in college and doing an extraordinary job as he's done. We want to celebrate.
Come on.
How are
things going out?
Tymon is a part of our community. He played Pee Wee football in our community, junior high football, and he played in two state championships for our school. He did an outstanding job. Not only was he a great athlete, he was a great student as well. He not only played football, but he played basketball, and he was a state champion in track. And we definitely want to celebrate him today because he's reflective of what we want all of you. He's reflecting what we want all of you to become. A part of our community to go off and do well. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Mr. Tymon Dell Plant. Good morning,
Before I start, I'm going to be a burden and thanks to the most happy because without him, none of it would be possible. I had a chance to meet God at a very young age, and my life has tremendously changed, man. But then
Corey, while we wait on him, I know he stepped away. We want to just go ahead real quick and just announce. We welcome Tymon Wells, committed to Jackson State University. Reached out to us, man. They got a big program going on in the Delta over at his high school, Simmons High School, Hollandale, Mississippi, man. Big time pickup for us from Cahoma Community College. You can see his office down at the bottom, Jackson State, Alabama State, Alcorn, University of Central Arkansas, North Alabama, Valley, UT Martin, and a legit offer from Ole Miss, man. That slid in at the last minute. You can tell it's a big deal because of the program, man. Let's go back to the program real quick, and we'll have a word from him afterwards.
Thank you for all of you guys. I just want to say thank you for being here today. And without none of these guys, it wouldn't be possible. So, and I know my dad's in there crying too. But unfortunately, he had to be at work. So he's missing the moment. But like I said, I never thought so high of my own self until I stood in front of D1 Division I coaches, and they told me that they didn't want the player on the field, but they want the young man that I want. So I'm just grateful and honored for that. Next, without further ado, y'all ready for the decision?
Yeah.
Let's get a title in the building. If you work in old news, how to talk to the shark in the zoo. I want to recognize two students here at Simmons High School. I'd like to give back to the community because the community continues to pour into our student athletes. So for that, I'm grateful to be part of the community. So will Kazarius Johnson and Christian Johnson please make their way to the stage?
Oh. Mm.
Fantastic.
Say that big, come up. I see somebody right there. Yeah, come on. I just want to recognize these two students. I feel like they're very hard workers in the classroom and in their design school. So I just want to encourage you guys to keep going. It's just a small talk for me. I appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, they don't know the mistake. I wish you could see this, man.
I decided to do it. I'm about to take my seat and get a day out. I just wanted to tell the parents of Holiday at Simmons High School, I really appreciate you guys for allowing me to come back and to make this moment special for me. And, yeah, I'm going to sit down. I mean, I've been tired, man. They've been recruiting hard. Like, I had the sweet career, so I don't got too much to say.
All right.
Hey Siri, take me home. Hey Siri, please take me home.
Putting on a whole production, Court.
Siri, please take me home. Siri, don't want to take me home. I guess they want me to stay. Siri, I got a jersey I can put on.
Yeah.
I think I need to come back for another new child.
Talk to Siri, Dr. Mike. Come on.
Talk
to
Dr.
Mike.
No,
I'm talking about you. You tell Siri, Dr. Mike.
Well, what's happening right now?
So they have a entire ceremony. Band is going to do a Jackson State Sonic Boom rendition. I was hoping that they could turn the phone. I don't know if they can hear me. If you guys can hear me at the table, if you can turn that phone, I'd ask time on to turn the phone so we can see the action. I don't know if they can hear me, though. We were hoping to capture this. I don't think they can hear me.
We're going to hold patiently, though. I'm intrigued. Yeah, yep, I have no clue what's about to happen.
Yeah, it's the band. I wish we could see it. Can you guys hear me at the table?
Okay.
They can hear me.
So Hollandale High is this, they're the devils too, huh? I know it might be some Mississippi Valley alarms in there.
A lot of them. But we're getting a special kid, you know, obviously on the field, Ken, you know, we saw the offers, G5 yeah. offers and, you know, Power 5 offers. But this kid was valedictorian of his high school class. It's valedictorian of Simmons High School. That was 2 years ago. He's been at Cahoma Junior College, Community College, the past two seasons. So we're getting a smart football player, a smart young man.
I'm busy. That's what my heart's gonna hurt. I just stopped rocking the shit. I'm saying, that's mama right there. Hey, we gonna sit here, man. I got up early for this one, bro. So however long it takes, Megan Mason, y'all hang tight with us. We gonna find out when y'all find out, man. Corey, you put a different hat on, man. We're in the stream.
I'm gonna show the graphic, show the etiquette. I don't think we went through all this.
We're gonna wait. Because I don't want him to come back up. And, they seen it. But you know, this is the thing now. You know, with commitments. You know, everybody like to have the production and all the good stuff. And listen. I love it, man. So like, yeah, he was valedictorian of high school. Uh-oh, hold on. What's that?
Yeah, I think that's the band. I'm not sure. No, that's...
Man, I don't know. We'll just wait.
Mom, can you hear us? Can you turn the phone if you can hear us?
Mom can't hear. She can't hear. Mom over there says she's rocking and shaking right now. Corey, it's a big moment for her. We're gonna leave.
Yeah, we prepped him to turn the phone, but you know, all the excitement, he forgot. We prepped him to tell his family big to turn the phone.
It's okay.
It's a big moment.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Cool thing about it is, whenever we get done with it, we can always edit it, clip it, and go straight to the point. So y'all watching it live. Hey, I tell you what, whatever it is he's trying to play, it's real important to what he's about to do. So
it is.
we hanging on as spectators. Just imagine if you was at the set. Every set. We got the same.
All right, you got to see if you got it this time.
Oh, I go to confetti. And the crowd goes wild. Who's supposed to see all this, bro? Oh, mama looked disappointed.
She didn't know?
I don't know what just happened. The family get to be. Turn the phone around. He still ain't caught on, kid. Tears going. I'm excited. Is it joy or is it disappointment? Which one is it?
I think it's a mixed emotion. Was mom surprised?
I think somebody was surprised. I said, why are you going to Jackson State? Turn the camera.
Can you turn the phone around? Turn the phone. Turn the phone around.
Hey, wait. Turn the camera.
Around.
We'll wait on him, man. We are going to speak with him when he come back up. This is actually pretty entertaining to watch their reaction. Oh, get ready.
He fooled his own mom. I think he fooled his family. I don't know if they knew. Because she was disappointed. Again, they're a mess in the comments.
I think they thought he was going to Valley.
Yeah, they're a mess in the comments. I'm not saying anything. I'm just letting them.
Okay. What'd you say, bro?
They're a mess in the comments. Our fans, like, they're freaking out. I'm just going to let it play out, though.
Hey, look, man, we all we can do is prep him. It's a big moment. He got excited, man. He was supposed to turn the camera around. It's okay.
Well, I'm talking about a decision. They're freaking out over the decision. They don't.
The fans don't know?
They thought he hoodwinked us.
I'm hearing get ready, Corey.
I told you that the band was going to do a Sonic Boom rendition. The fans are freaking out in the comments. In the live, if you know me. Are y'all happy now? Are y'all okay now?
It's all good. I look forward to talking to the young man anyway. We want to talk about what went into his decision. Big decision, Corey.
He had options. He had options. I can't speak that.
Tymon Wells, 6'1", 280. Big time defensive lineman. Be tackle, man. Go watch his film. He was sweeping around and said, nah, let me stop. Y'all know I'm going that way. They must be watching it on I'm not watching it anywhere else, so they might be watching it live.
They could actually be in the building.
That might have been why they were freaking out, Corey.
That's it. That's why. That's exactly why.
Oh, they were freaking out over the wings. Gotta love the emotions, man. The raw emotions. It's a big moment, man. I love it, man. I love it. Everything goes how it's supposed to go, Corey, even when it's a mistake. I know he was meant to turn the camera around, but we got to see the family, man, and we'll get to talk to him. Y'all just hang tight.
Yeah, Nook made a good point. Somebody's recording this. This footage will surface eventually, but we have the emotions from his family, the footage from his family that was not captured by anyone else. So we can actually splice that together, but it'll be great for them to go back and see this, see their own reaction.
Yeah. We can actually pull it in, and we can edit it up and pull it in. Yep, pull it in absolutely. The actual visual. Yep. Yep. Oh, man, I'm saying, that's a show? Oh, they're cutting up right now.
Yeah, they're cutting up. So I thought it was going to be, he told me it was going to be, I thought he told me it was going to be his band, but it's actually our band playing it. So.
Good deal. I don't think mom and them even realize what's happening on the cell phone right now.
They don't. Yeah, they're don't have the emotion again. So it's all good. I'm sure they were prepped for it, but all that went out the window when the show started. Big day for her son.
You can see the elation on her face, man. I love it, man. It's a big decision, as always. You know, getting ready to go to college, and we welcome them to the to the family, man.
That was a pretty good prank. I mean, he really had her fooled. I mean, he was truly disappointed.
He did rock the blue. He rocked the royal blue and red. Looked like, you know, I don't know what the hat looked like, but. Hey, I wonder how they gonna feel when they realize that they on they live like that.
Yeah.
All right, now let's give it one more time for our very own
Hold on, I gotta get over Target talk. Wait. Oh, y'all talking? Man, they thought
old
me.
You got him.
What's up, man? Hey, what's good, man? Hey,
did your family know?
It's official.
Come on, did your family know? They didn't know who you were picking, right?
They didn't know.
Yeah, you got to see the reaction, man. We got the reaction, obviously, on video, so you have to go back and watch it. It was some mixed emotions, we'll say, from your family.
How you feeling right now, man? Welcome to the Tiger Nation family, brother. How you feeling, bro?
Can y'all see me?
We can see you. Ain't at the board of health, man.
If anybody know anything about Pusher Johnson, he's following Jackson State football team every Saturday, regardless of where he's going. So I really don't need this motivation, but this is just adding extra grade on top.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, see, she didn't know. You're right, Ken. They didn't know.
They didn't know, man.
How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great right now.
Hey, talk about right now. Hey, we didn't get a chance to see it. We only saw the family reaction.
You say what?
I said, we didn't get a chance to see what you did. Don't tell us about what made you pick the family and how your family felt like you was going to home.
Honestly, everything, everyone in Mississippi wants us to stay in the silk. But I want to go to the capital city, and I want to go where I know people really love me. They're going to look after me.
That's love. Love that, man. So, which one of the coaches did you build your relationship with? I know you're coming in to play on the D-line, and talk about your recruitment real quick. Which coach were you in contact with when you get made that call to let them know you're coming to Jackson State?
You said what now? You said about recruiting and coaching?
Yeah. I said, which coach did you build your relationship with at Jackson State? Which coach were you in?
Definitely Coach Bradley. He welcomed me into a home-like atmosphere already, and it was an honor to be there amongst him and the things he's getting ready to teach me with my athletic skill set that I have already. I'm just super excited, man.
Will you be enrolling in January?
Yes, sir. I will be there.
Hey, I got to tell you, man. I said, look, you're clean, man. You're sharp.
Yes, sir. That's the only way to do it.
No. I love it, man. We appreciate you for having us on, man. We Tiger Talk. I know when you reached out, you had a talk about the opportunities, man. What made you pick Jackson State over all the opportunities that you had, real quick?
Honestly, that's why you here, man. The fans at Jackson State University are like no other. So, and it's the platforms like this that, you know, really keeps them going. So I just want, even though they're not here physically, hopefully they will be here soon, but I had to I wanted my people in my community to witness that thrill, because the moment, I must tell you, the moment I stepped on Jackson State campus, my life tremendously changed pretty much forever, because those fans, that's all I like to say, those fans, man. Great atmosphere.
Hey, we try to tell them all the time, man. We got the best fans in the nation, man. Nobody's touching us, man. Shout out to Tiger Nation. We got
Sir, Tiger Nation. It's a new Tiger on the prowl. He hungry. He ready to hunt. He ready to eat.
You got me pumped up, man. I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Tell them what position you play, because, man, I was watching the film and I saw y'all over the D-line. So,
I'm pretty much everywhere. I don't know if you heard much of the audio, but that what the commentator said, Mr. Wells, everywhere, all over the field. So, yeah, I'm a explosive D-lineman from D-end to D-tackle, inside, outside, edge rushers from time to time, just whatever they need me, I'm that guy. I'm coming.
Man, I love it.
Valedictorian of your high school. I know that was 2 years ago, man, but that's a huge, huge honor, man. That's a huge accomplishment. So congratulations on that. So we know we're getting a smart kid on and off the field, a smart man.
Yes, sir. That was a huge accomplishment of mine. The main thing what most student athletes need to understand is we're student athletes first, and their classroom will matter, but for me, it was just a sense of competition. I'm going to compete whether it's on the field or in the classroom.
Wow.
And that's just my mentality. So I just like to compete. That was the way I was brought up. I'm a competitor.
Man, I love that, man. I love it. I'm at a loss words right now. I want you to relish in your moment, man. And we love this, man. This is new for Tiger Talk. And we always welcome the athletes that want to use the platform to let Tiger Nation know that they're going to be joining the family, man. So just happy to have you on, brother. For real. Can't wait to meet you in person. We'll be there. We'll be watching. We'll bring you back on Tiger Talk after you get situated and get into camp and everything.
Yes, I can't wait, man. I'm ready to be a part of this family, man. It's nothing but love, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate you all for extending the platform and allowing Tiger Nation to welcome the new greatness that's in town. New Tiger on the prowl, baby.
No doubt.
So I appreciate before we you let guys.
Before we let you go, man, let us say hi to your family. Can they come on camera and say hi? Are they still at the table?
I got three young bucks here.
Okay.
Young bucks. What's up, man? Hey. What's going on, fellas? Hey, there goes some future Tigers right there.
They coming. Absolutely.
I love it, man. Well, look, we ain't going to keep up too much of your time, man. Go enjoy your moment. Hey, do us one thing. Flip that camera around. Let me see the setup, man. Let me see the setup real quick.
I want to see the setup. How I turn the camera around?
Just flip it. Just turn it.
Just flip it in your hand. Just flip it in your hand. You can bring it back.
There's one.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
It's, the gym. They didn't clear it out.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Steve right there.
Hey, Mr. Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, they didn't clear it out now, though.
Okay.
But, yeah,
all right. Well, we'll let you catch up with the man. I know y'all have some celebrating to do. So we'll let you get back with your family, man. And we'll definitely be in touch.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank y'all.
All right. Congratulations.
There it is, D. Corey C. Man, Tamon Wells, D tackle, defensive lineman. Man, the energy was amazing, man. My goodness. I'm excited, brother.
Yeah, that was special, man. That was electric. Again, apologize for you all not being able to see it, but that video will surface. We'll get it out to you. But again, I did now going back and looking, thinking about it, I did enjoy seeing the reaction from the family, not knowing that they didn't know. I figured that the mom knew. If we knew Ken Clark, I figured his mom knew.
I thought they knew.
Yeah,
I guess not. Yeah, but man,
and those colors as well. With those colors being similar, that's one reason why he was able to get away with it, right? Pull it off.
You know what? I was thinking they wanted him to go to Valley, but I didn't know that he put the Ole Miss hat on. And that, mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I gotta say this, Corey, before we go. That she didn't like that. She didn't like that look, bro. Mama was like, "What?"
Yeah, she was very disappointed.
But man, we happy to have him in the fold, man. Excited kid, man. A lot of energy to add to that D-line core, man, that we already have a very solid D-line. And I know Coach Bradley and staff is excited to get him in the building, man, to add new Tiger on the prowl. I like the way you put that, man.
Absolutely. The versatility. You know, I'm impressed that he can play all over the D-line. So as a defensive coach, you love that, to have options. You want to have multiple guys who can play. But if you have one guy who you can move around in various situations, that just adds to the arsenal. And, you know, again, he had options. You know, he chose us over, like I said, a group of five schools and most notably Ole Miss. So, you know, I'm excited. And Ken, like they say, we ain't done yet, though. You know, this is Christmas Eve. Expect some surprises on Christmas Day.
Corey, I'm looking at this schedule. We got how many more live commitments, situations, signings, what we got going on, man?
I'm glad you got a schedule because I can't keep up. We have a few.
Hey,
we have a couple surprises.
I want to say this to Tiger Nation. I know we still got 230 in the room. Family, keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep supporting. Keep blowing up them Twitter feeds. Keep blowing up them IG posts. Man, keep loving on these kids, man, because it absolutely makes the difference. We don't mind doing the work, but y'all got to pull up and support it. And we're going to continue to do everything we can to assist the coaches in a good way. We always talk about resources, Corey. See, resources ain't just money. Resources is your time. Resources is your energy, your effort, your love. And trust me when I tell y'all, man, when they see all these fans that look like them, that shower them with the love that we do, like only we can do it, it makes a difference, man. And that is the number one thing. Wouldn't you say, Corey, with all the interviews we've done,
the number one
thing that the recruits have talked about more than anything has been the fan base. So we say it's D, I love, man. It's a real, real deal thing, brother.
You nailed it, Ken. I mean, when you talk about resources, we may not be able to compete financially with some of these schools, but we have things to offer that they can't. You know, we talk about the culture and things like that. But that fan support, we intentionally ask every single recruit on the interview about the fan support, and they are blown away and overwhelmed. That separates us not only from SWAC schools and FCS schools and HBCUs, but also Power Fives. Like our fan base, and we're smaller, but pound for pound, we're more supportive than a lot of those schools. And then platforms like Tiger Talk, they're excited to come in for an official visit and have an interview with the platform like this. They're just not doing that anywhere else. That's not to toot our own horn. This is a group effort. It's a collective effort with, you know, what we do coupled with what you guys do. So you may not realize it, but what you're doing on social media, showing support, it is huge. So, you know, it's just, you may just be one person at a time, but collectively, it leaves a huge impact. And that has influenced a lot of the kids when they see the support is here.
Hey, let me say this, man. We just getting started, man. Tiger Talk. Every time we've done this, it's only have gotten better and better and better and better. And the sky's the limit, man. So just hey, they forced us to level up, Corey. We got to step it up and just imagine of what's to come, man. And I'm excited for it, bro. The future's bright. And it's a great day to be a Tiger, bro. It really is, man. I know there was some, some dialogue about, you know, platforms being impactful. And there's some great HBCU platforms out there. when we talk about impact, man, Tiger Talk is making a major impact in this, I guess you could call it in the jungle, man. You know what I mean? And we reeling in a lot of new Tigers. But let me say this too, Corey. The closing rate for our coaching staff, mm-hmm. our recruits, is impeccable. It's unbelievable. The way they recruit these kids, the way they get them into Jackson, Mississippi, and the way they grab them and love on them and show them Jackson State in a great light, it's just not. It's unbelievable, man. So I have to just doff my hat off to everybody, man, the coaches, the fans, everybody, man. It has been a wonderful experience, and I'm excited for what's to come because, Corey, we just getting started. It's just Christmas Eve, man. We got Christmas Day tomorrow now. It's signing day. It's going to be a big. Austin, shout out to Austin. They cooking up some edits. It's going to be fire, man. So y'all be sure to stay tuned. And look, Corey, we might even go live. We need to get the whole squad on Tiger Talk.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah, man. Zoe, Mike B, BJ. We need Shaq. We need everybody to get ready. Get ready tomorrow night, man. We're going to come together. And we're going to talk about what kind of gifts we had under the tree, man. And we'll be excited about that. So
tomorrow's a holiday. I hope y'all took off work. That's all I can say. I just hope y'all took off work because there's a lot coming.
Don't be blowing the phone up talking about who we get. Tune in.
At least turn on the notification. See what it says? Subscribe to Tiger Talk with 1400 Club. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Twitter, and turn on the notifications because anything that happens from an athletic standpoint, do we push it out or not, Ken Clark? Do we get it out to the public?
We get it out.
So.
Haley said, is he a 4-star or 5-star? I say he a 5-star athlete. He a 5-star at Jackson. You know, I honestly don't know the stars when it comes to that. He's a JUCO transfer by way of Oklahoma, one of the best in the business at his position on that team. Very impactful. Go watch the film, and you tell me what you think. There's a lot of 4-stars that ain't really got no stars when you look at the film and what they really done, but this kid is a baller. Trust me when I tell you.
Let me touch on that star rating. So he didn't have any stars out of high school, which is fine. If you look at the NFL, the majority of the players were, you know, 3-star or lower as far as the high school rating. He had a great high school, or I'm sorry, junior college career. But this is one thing that I look at. Shout out to Mike B because he stresses this. The rating is great, but you want to look at the offers. That tells you what kind of star it is because the recruiting service, they can just, you know, they're only going to see so much and they're going to give you the rating that they think. But when you have a college offer you a scholarship, that kind of tells you how you're valued in terms of on the next level. So he has G5 offers and he has an SEC offer. So that tells me if we want to just give him a star, that's at least a 3-star kid, 3-star, 4-star kid to have a SEC, you know, UCA, UNA, places like that, Tennessee Martin, things like that.
Absolutely. I'll say this. At the end of the day, if you don't believe that the Mississippi Junior College kids, and I've been, Corey, what have I been saying the past 2 days? We have, I'm going to say this and I'm done. First game of the season projected will be against University of Louisiana Monroe. That's ULM over in Monroe, Louisiana. If you have nothing else to do, just go look at their social media and look at every kid that they just committed to ULM. The last 15 commits, all 15 of them have been from Mississippi JUCOs. That means Colin, Northwest, Northeast Central, you name it, all Mississippi JUCO kids. So when I say a lot of those kids that they just grabbed were productive, big-time JUCO kids that probably didn't have the stars coming out of high school, but they went and made an impact for themselves on the JUCO level, and they got an opportunity. And many of those kids that committed to ULM, we actually was in the running for actually getting them at Jackson State. So it could have very easily went a different way. We had some kids that we offered that committed to Alabama State, some that committed to Alcorn, some that committed to UT Martin. He had those opportunities, and you saw what he said. He wanted to be a Tiger. We want those that want us, and we're going to love on them like we never loved on them before. So we're looking for impact. Impact is the thing. And when the coaches recruit a certain type of kid, they bring in a certain type of kid for that very reason. More along the lines, in my opinion, Corey, like a true Thompson. You know, the 6'1 build, 280, 290, get him in strength conditioning. But, man, he is a problem on the inside of the – they played him a lot at nose. And, man, he was right in the backfield, right from the nose position. So, go watch. The film speaks for itself. And we're not bigging up nobody because, if the coaches want him, we want him. But we watch film, too. And trust me when I tell you, he meets the eye test. And I can see why he had the opportunities that he had. And just look at his mindset. It's a Delta kid, man. Y'all know we get it out the mud in the SIP. But ain't nothing like that Delta, man. They go hard, man. You know what I'm saying? And we getting a dog, man. We're getting a tiger that's on the prowl, man. That's excited to be at Jackson State. Can't wait to see him get in the uniform and get to work, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, fans. That'll do it for now. Ken Clark needs a break. It's super early where he is. Let him take
a nap. I'm up now.
Stand by.
We got some work to do, man. We're actually not done.
We're jumping back on, right?
We got an interview with who? Who we interviewing today, Corey?
We'll see. We'll surprise him. It's somebody, though. We'll surprise him. So make sure you guys say it this way.
One of the most beloved JSU Tigers over the past 5-6 seasons, man. Trust me when I tell you, y'all going to be happy to see the interview. And we just did an amazing interview yesterday with a big-time JSU Tiger that's looking to step into the next level of his career. Y'all will enjoy that interview when that interview drops. So make sure you got your notifications on. Make sure you're following all Tiger Talk platforms, social media, everything. So stay tuned, everybody. I'm going to head out, bro. Let me turn all this stuff off. Peace out, everybody.